8th parak of Shavuot, 2nd Mishnah. Ha'oymel l'shem echinam eichen shayi. He goes to the shem echinam and asks, where's my shah? My ox that I deposited on Malay Mace, he died. And l'maisa, what happened was, that some oynus happened, that it got wounded or taken captivity, or it was stolen or lost. All of the above is potter. So basically he lied, but anyway it was potter. Or the shemah said nishba, I got wounded, and v'hu l'maisa, what happened, that the v'hu shemeis bezim, what really happened was it died, or shenishba was taken captivity, or nigna v'ovid, it was stolen or lost. All these cases he's lying, but anyway he would have been part of nishba if he said that was taken captivity. V'hu, and the truth, what happened was that shemeis had died, or nishba was wounded, or nigna v'ovid, it was stolen or lost. Nignav, he claimed it was nigna, which is a reason to pater the shema. And the truth, what happened was that it died by itself, it was wounded, taken to captivity, or lost. Ovad, he said it got lost. And what really happened was that one of these oinsim happened. Mashbiachani, the one deposited, says, I want you to swear by Omen. He answered, Omen, which is equivalent to make a shvuah. Still, he's potter, he doesn't have to bring a korban shvuah. Why not? Because the korban shvuah is when a person denies payment of a deposit when he has to pay it. But here, he lied, but anyway he was potter. So just because he lied, he doesn't bring that special korban. But that korban is for kfiras momen. He denies a chiyuv that he has to pay. Here, he did not deny a chiyuv, he just presented the facts wrong.